latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. Newcastle boss Rafa Benitez wants Kennedy to concentrate on playing his best football and not worry about what the future holds. The Brazilian impressed on loan at St James's Park last season, prompting Benitez to bring him back to the club on a year-long deal. Kennedy has not been in the best form in the opening four games of the campaign, and Benitez wants him to forget about his next move and focus on playing football. The Spaniard said, "My experience with players when it is so early in the season, leave them just playing well and afterwards you have plenty of time to talk about the future." Meanwhile, Benitez has responded to talk about his uncertain future, insisting he's happy with life on Tyneside. There have been no fresh discussions on extending Benitez's deal at the club over the international break, but Benitez insists that he is relaxed about the situation, despite having less than a year left on his current agreement. When asked about his future and why there was a delay in agreeing on a deal, Benitez said, "What I will say about the Northeast and Newcastle is you can live your life and you can enjoy your football. The people love the club and love the team, especially if you're giving everything. That is the perfect scenario for a manager, so I am quite relaxed because I am happy here." And finally, Newcastle midfielder Jonjo Shelvey has emerged as a doubt to face Arsenal in the Premier League on Saturday afternoon. The Magpies playmaker has been suffering with an injury for weeks, and Benitez has admitted that it needs managing. That could see the midfielder, who is believed to be in line for a call-up to Gareth Southgate's England squad for the World Cup in the summer, in the stands when Unai Emery and his Arsenal side head to St James's Park. Speaking about Shelvey, Benitez said, "Jonjo is the kind of player who wants to play in every game, and he has been training, but at the same time, there is a problem. The last time he was pushing and pushing, and we could see in training he was not fully fit. He wanted to play, he was telling us he could. I was talking to him today, but we have to see how he is during the week and decide if he's okay or not."